feel like singing that song. I'm not sure if I can hit those high notes. I might not want to do that. I don't know if I can do that, but boy, oh boy, I feel it down, deep down, deep down inside. I'm feeling that. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is good. We want to preach around the subject, God's love for you, God's gift to you. God's love for you, God's gift to you. And we're going to be around, we read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, but we're going to be looking around Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 14. And three things that we're going to focus on from this message will be, number one, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. Number two, I got good news. I got good news. And number three, the wait is over. The wait is over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture read in your hearing about the birth of Jesus. And we see in verse 7, it says, and she, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, we're going to stop right there, behold. Behold, he said, fear not, for behold. Now let's get a picture of the angels, the shepherds in the field. And as we're seeing the shepherds in the field, they're minding their business. They're taking care of the sheep, and they're making sure this one doesn't get away, and that one is in the right place, and they're pulling them back, and they're probably sitting around some campfire because it's cold. It's at night. And they're just doing what they would normally do. They were going about their everyday business, taking care of sheep.
Well.
And all of a sudden, an angel appears. And it startles them. It frightens them. And when the angel appeared, the angel looked at them and said to them, when they got startled, the angel realized that they were afraid. And he wanted to let them know, don't be afraid. He said, behold, behold. And when we think about the word behold, that you think about, you know, somebody saying, listen up.
Come on.
Listen up. I need you to hear this. You know, like when there's a crowd of people around and you have something to say and you want to get everybody's attention. Sometimes you may even clap your hands and say, hey, everybody, hold up. Listen up. The angel Gabriel had the pleasure of being the one to deliver this special message from God to his people. It was something that he knew they had been waiting for hundreds of years to hear. Micah had prophesied it. Jeremiah had prophesied it. Ezekiel had prophesied it. Isaiah had prophesied it. And he said to them, behold, he came with excitement. He came with
excitement in his heart, and because he had something that he needed to let them know and to understand. He wanted them to listen up. You know, sometimes if somebody said behold to you, that behold would be, you know, something that says to you, listen, you got to listen up right now because I got something to say. I got something to tell you. I need for you to listen to me. And sometimes our minds are all over the place and we're just not listening. And people can see when you're not listening to them. Sometimes people are looking down, they're looking around, they're looking up, they're talking, they're falling asleep. But when you hear the word behold, something's coming behind that word. Yeah. He said, behold, listen up. I have some good news.
Yeah.
I got some good news. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. He's saying everybody's going to be happy about this great news that I have. He said, I got some good news. I'm bringing you good tidings. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of my appearance. Don't be afraid. I need for you to understand I got some good news. Anybody tired of hearing bad news? It's getting so bad now that even the news reporters, you know, they have us programmed to listen out for bad news. You know how it is sometimes when, you know, you may ask somebody, did you hear anything on it? Was anything on the news tonight? And guess what we say? Wasn't nothing on the news. It wasn't nothing on. Meaning, wasn't nothing bad. It wasn't nothing on the news. It was so much good stuff that they put on that news talking about. But because it was no bad news, but it wasn't nothing on the news there because we're so used to hearing all the bad news and we're so used to being focused on all the bad news. But the angel had some good news. And, you know, at Christmas time, when you think about your children, and I remember when my children were younger, we had to help Santa.
Yeah, a whole lot.
We had to help him. We had to help him, you know, get those presents, and we had to sometimes we would sit up all night with Santa. Eyes just crossing. And you know, the love, it was so much love in the house because, you know, we knew that we were preparing this for our children.
Yeah.
And we knew that our children, you know, they had finally fallen asleep. Because they were anticipating this next great day, and we were waiting all day for them to fall asleep and all in half the night. And then sometimes we would have to go to sleep so that they could go to sleep, and then we had to put the clock on to get up to help Santa. But it was done in love, man. It was because and you putting those gifts together and you just thinking about how much fun they're going to have the next day. And this is what this one wanted, and that's what that one wanted. And you know, when God bless you to get a certain nice gift, you know, you have that gift and you're like, yeah, they're going to be so surprised when they see this gift, you know, because I mean, it's really done in so much love. And I can only imagine the conversation in heaven.
My God.
Gabriel and God. Mm. Gabriel, it's about that time, man.
Come on.
It's about that time. They've been waiting. They've been waiting, Gabriel. It's about that time. Now, listen here, Gabriel. We took care of Zachariah and Elizabeth. We took care of that. That's in place. We've taken care of Mary and Joseph. And let me see. Is the gift wrapped?
Well.
It's wrapped. All right, Gabriel, you ready? You ready, man? I can see Gabriel getting excited, like, yeah, man, it's been hundreds of years. They've been waiting all this time. I can't wait to give them this good news. God, come on, let me go. Yeah, go ahead, Gabriel. Tell them about the good news, Gabriel. Go let them know that the wait is over.
Well,
let them know that. Let them know that. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, he said, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Gabriel was so excited to tell that story. I mean, he was so excited when he got down there and told to the shepherds to let the shepherds know, you know, for unto you today, this day, listen, this is the day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, has been born.
My God.
Today, it's the day. And I can only imagine the shepherds thinking about all the time that they have waited and the time that they know that their parents had waited and the time that so many people who had gone before them had waited to hear this news, and they are the ones who get a chance to hear the news first. And the Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I need to let somebody know it's a party going on up in heaven. See, the angels came down and they glorified God. They were. Can you imagine what it was like in heaven before they even came down, when they realized that this is the day? Can you imagine? They must have been having an awesome time up there, man. And let me tell you, when they came down, because they heard the angel Gabriel spilling out the news, the party just spilled over to earth. They just came on down to earth. They said, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill unto all men. Party going on. The gift is wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. This gift is Jesus the Christ.
Thank you, Lord. My God.
He may not look like much while lying in that manger.
Come on.
This gift is a gift that God has had Mary to wrap just for you.
Yeah.
It's God. God did this. God had Mary to wrap the gift just for you.
Come on.
And God was in heaven preparing this gift for you. Now, we have to think about it. We have to go back again and think about the story and, you know, the parents and Santa putting the toys together and how they took the time to put the toys together and how the love that was in that, putting that together. And when we think about the love of God and how much He loves us and how He took the time to put together, hallelujah, that He sent Gabriel to talk to Zacharias and Elizabeth and told them about the son John. And then He sent Gabriel to talk to Mary and Joseph to tell them about she was going to have Jesus. He was preparing it all just for you. He was preparing it for us. God's love is greater. Can you imagine God, the Almighty God, how He was thinking about us? I can only imagine His joy and how He must have felt when He realized that, okay, this is the time. When he made up His mind that this is the time, because He didn't realize that He knew when the time was going to be. God said, okay, this is the time for Jesus to be born in the earth. And I can only imagine that the joy that He was feeling for His children, for you and for me.
Yeah.
God was thinking about us.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, He was thinking about us, and He was preparing that thing. And for so many years, he had been preparing this thing, Jesus, this man, this son, this babe, Jesus, for you.
Hallelujah.
He's wrapped just for you.
Mm.
And Jesus said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
I came to do the will of the one who sent me. God, he says, God sent me. That's God's love. This is the will of the one who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing but raise it up on the last day. God's love. God's still thinking about us. God's love. He said, don't you lose not a one of them.
Well.
He said, oh, out of all the ones that I give you, don't you lose any of them. He said, you won't raise them up at the last day. So then this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He sent me to save the sinner. He sent me to take away the sin of the world. He sent me that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's God's love. God's thinking about you. And he sent the gift, Jesus. He sent Jesus that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, he sent me. God sent me. And he sent me to bear your sins in my body on the cross. He sent me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Hallelujah.
God was preparing in heaven this great present just for us. How much more will he prepare for you today?
My Lord.
What have you been waiting on? What have you been waiting on? And some of us have been waiting on some things, and we're beginning to give up on God.
Why should he help us, Lord?
But God is teaching us in his word that he's not a man that he should lie. Oh, he's not going to lie. Let me let you see something. Look at. Let me see where I need to go here. Verse 15. It says, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which come to pass, which the Lord have made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. I'm telling you, God ain't going to lie to you. He's not going to lie. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. As it was told unto them. They came glorifying God and praising God, because they found out that God is not a man that he should lie.
Well,
God is not going to tell us something and then leave us there.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And some of us feel left out. Some of us feel like, God, you have left me in this thing alone. And God is saying, I can't lie. I'm not going to lie. You just trust me. You, if you can be like the shepherds. The shepherds got up and they said, I believe that the angels were telling me the truth. And they got up and they went towards where this babe was supposed to be. They went towards it. And I'm here to let you know, God is saying, keep moving towards the babe. Keep your eyes focused on Christ. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on what God would have you do, because I'm here to let you know that the answer is there. I'm here to let you know that the wait is over. You've been waiting long enough, and I'm here to let you know that I am not a man that I should lie. It's already done. They found out that it was already done. What they were waiting for, God had already prepared it, and he had already taken care of it. Somebody needs to know that God has already prepared it for you. God's love for you, his gift to you, God's love for you, his gift to you is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God's love for you is that he prepared Jesus for you.
Amen.
And God did it with love. And all while he was doing it, guess who he was thinking about?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, somebody's been feeling unloved.
Come on, help.
It's no reason for you to feel unloved, because I'm here to let you know God's love for you is greater than anything that can happen in your life, greater than any situation that you can be going through right now, even as we speak. His love for you, and God was showing us in his word his love for his people, how he prepared for his people the gift, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can you feel the love? I want us to just think about it. I want us to just think about it. Just think about God. And think about yourself and who you are. What you have done, things that you have said. Sometimes the way we even act. Sometimes, you know, the way we think about ourselves. And then think about God. And then think about God. God, you were preparing Jesus for me.
My God. My Lord.
You prepared Jesus for me to preach the gospel to me. You prepared Jesus for me to heal my broken heart. You prepared Jesus for me to preach deliverance to me when I was held captive by the enemy. You were thinking about me. You, God? If you really think about that, you won't even be able to wrap your mind around that, because that's just too great. It's too awesome. God, the Almighty God, was thinking about you.
Hallelujah.
And he sent his son into the world. His name is Jesus. And God is saying, that's all I want you to do is unwrap your gift.
Come on.
Unwrap your gift. Unwrap that gift. You know why? Because that gift is especially for you. And it's personal to each one of us. That gift is going to mean something different. So don't look at my gift and look at her gift and his gift.
Oh, watch it now.
The gift that you have, that God has given you, is for you. And his gift is personal. And God is saying, I need you to open your gift. See, some of us haven't unwrapped our gift. And so you don't even feel what the power that comes from that gift. Let me tell you, when my kids would open gifts that they really wanted, they'd run through the house. Yeah. You know? And they had a gift in their hand, just a hollering. Happy. You know how that made us feel? We felt good. We felt proud. And God is saying, that's all. Make me proud. I did all this for you. This was for you. I did it for you. He sent me to save the sinner. He sent me to take away the sin of the world for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He sent me that you might have life, and that you might have it more. He sent me that you might have life more abundantly. He sent me to die on the cross for your sins. I believe God wanted us to hear this word today because he needs for someone to understand his love. His love is great. It's wide. It's high. You can't get over it. You can't get under it. That's his love. And he wants us to hear this word because many of us are feeling unloved. But we don't really understand the love of God. And somebody may be saying, I may not get no gifts. I might not even have a Christmas. And God is saying, you got a Christmas.
Amen.
Oh, yes. And the great I am, he's the one who has been preparing the gift for you. You got a gift. It's wrapped in swaddling clothes. Open up your gift today.
Yeah.
Let us all stand in the house of the Lord.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got good news. You got to hear this.
Hallelujah.
You have got to hear this. It's good news. It's good news. The wait is over. You've been waiting for a gift, and the gift is here. And God is saying, unwrap your gift. Unwrap your gift. Glory to God.